Hello, beautiful. This is Jennifer Hadley, and our prayer for today is for letting go of negative patterns. Oh, let's let them go. So we take a breath, a beautiful breath of love and gratitude. We lift ourselves up. We raise our vibration high, letting go of the patterns of victimhood, negative patterns of lack, attack, limitation, and separation. Sadness and despair, we're letting go of victim patterns, negative patterns, by giving them to the higher Holy Spirit self for healing. So we consciously connect and commune with the higher self, the Holy Spirit. We are grateful and thankful to raise ourselves up, to allow ourselves to be lifted high. We're partnering up and we are truly opening our heart and mind for healing. We're opening ourselves to be renewed, restored, and refreshed by the Spirit. We are grateful and thankful to let the burdens go. We are grateful and thankful to allow the patterns of separation to be permanently dissolved and resolved back to the root cause so that we never experience them again. We are grateful to allow them to be healed. So grateful and so thankful to let go of the past. We're letting go of everything that doesn't serve us anymore. We are grateful and thankful to let go of a false identification with one that is playing small and living in limitation. We are grateful and thankful to allow our hearts and minds to be lifted to an awareness of our true nature and our true identity. We are willing to be led and guided by the Spirit. So we're grateful, so grateful to share the healing with everyone because we're one with them. So grateful that in our life we are truly helpful by the way we are living our life, by the way we are letting go of the negative victim patterns of the past. So grateful that it's not our nature to be a victim or to be victimized. We're giving it up. We're laying it on the altar and we're leaving it there for transformation. We're harvesting the wisdom of the errors of the past. We're forgiving ourselves our debts, and we're forgiving the debtors as well. So grateful and thankful to allow all this healing to be, to simply be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Broadcasting a healing, that's what we're doing. And I'm so grateful, grateful to pray with you today. Thank you for taking the time to pray. It's precious and it's powerful. So let's see what's going on here. My free class on Living A Course in Miracles, my Finding Freedom preview class, is available totally free. Finding Freedom starts on Wednesday this week. So come and join me if you feel the call. We've got payment plans. If you don't see one you like, that's okay. Come ask us for a payment plan. Stop Playing Small, my retreat at the end of April, is in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. Beautiful retreat center there called The Art of Living. They have a wonderful Ayurvedic spa. Can't recommend it more highly. It's truly one of the best I think it's considered the best Ayurvedic spa in the United States. And we're going to have a powerful healing time. And then immediately following the Stop Playing Small retreat is my spiritual counseling training intensive. And I'm intentionally pairing these two because they go so well together. I'm going to break through all limiting beliefs. That's my intention. We're just going to let it go and truly step into this powerful life. And the spiritual counseling training really is open to anyone. So we have all kinds of professionals and all kinds of people come and take it and find it deeply personally healing. And then they're able to use those skills in their life. And some go on to become professional spiritual counselors and have a new career or enhance their own counseling skills for whatever their career is. So it's really cool. It's amazing. It's one of the most beautiful and powerful things that I get to do in this life. I'm so grateful. And then in July, John Mundy and I are offering a series of ministerial training classes on giving a spiritual talk or a sermon, creating and leading a workshop. And I'm going to also train people to do my forgiveness workshop. And then we're also doing a retreat on writing inspiration. So three back-to-back retreats. You can come take one, two, or three. And it's fun. We're having a great year at the Power of Love Ministry. I know if any of it calls to you, you will follow up. That's how it works. We follow our intuition. We're spiritually led and guided. And I'm led and guided right now to tell you I love you and appreciate you. Have a powerful day releasing those victim patterns. Mwah.